This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, coming up at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley's Broken Branches Tour when it comes to Jiffy Lube Live Friday, July 11th. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's not that far off.
It's not the Broken Braces Tour?
It is not. They added the H to the read,
nice.
So we're good going forward. It's time now for EB's entertainment page. He's going to entertain you, and he's going to attempt to make Jason Bishop laugh.
No, not, and I don't think with my EP. I am going to focus on that next couple days.
Okay, good. Okay.
Entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax Cakes, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax, ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you. She'll set you up. Of course, you can always check out all of their vehicles at BMWofairfax.com.
Okay.
I don't get this. I mean, is this guy stupid? I've seen a few interviews of him before, but Billy McFarland, the guy that went to jail for Fire Festival, which blew up in his face. Remember, mm-hmm. Fire Festival was like supposed to be at some island, and it was supposed to be this mega concert.
Yeah.
And people paid a super premium, and they thought they were going to have these exotic, you know, accommodations. And turns out they basically gave him like tents blankets.
Gave them FEMA tents.
And like
emergency tents.
And, you know, like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah. And he was charging like $1,500 a ticket?
Boatload and more. And there were like no artists there, or maybe like Ja Rule.
I think a lot of the artists pulled once they realized that.
It was a sham.
Yeah, they pulled, like, they had big names. I think like Blink-182 was one of the acts that was booked. And they were like, well, we don't see any real infrastructure here. We're out.
Right.
So he went to jail. What were her charges? Like wire fraud or?
Oh, I can't remember. Fraud, I think. I think it was basically fraud.
He's just a big
bank
fraudster.
Fraud? Why would anybody buy a ticket with anything he's involved with?
Well, here's the thing. He's putting together another one, Fire Festival 2. And here's the deal. He doesn't have any artists lined up or anything, but they're selling tickets. It's going to be in some island in Mexico or some part of Mexico. May 30th to June 2nd, they've got tickets ranging from $1,400 to $1 million.
$1 million bucks.
My
now,
point
no
is,
one's gonna buy
what
that.
Idiot
I don't know.
Is buying even the cheapest ticket?
He has no artists confirmed.
Right.
He has nothing.
From watching the...
So how many tickets has he sold?
I don't know.
It's got to be zero.
I mean, just put it for sale. Got to be like zero,
now,
I would
from
think.
What I remember about the original, the OG Firefest, he had a bunch of influencers... like tweeting about it, going on Instagram about it, hyping it up. So people were like duped into thinking, well, this is going to be a huge deal because the Kardashians are tweeting about it. And they're, you know, like, are celebs going to be suckered into aligning with this guy again? They have to have learned their lesson, right?
So I told you a while ago, I happened to see him in a fight.
Why?
he was doing some sort of MMA fight.
Oh yeah.
I think that was when he was grasping, trying to make money.
He owes $26 million in restitution. He's got to make money.
I think that's why he's doing this. But here's the thing. The terms of his release from prison prevent him potentially from even attending the damn thing. He can't even go there. He's not allowed to travel internationally. And he's putting on this festival in Mexico.
It's weird. It's a weird
bit. Disaster. There's going to be another.
He's desperate. He's just desperate.
Is this the only way he knows how to make money?
Well, I think I read that there was. When did he get out of jail?
2022.
Okay, so he announced the Fire Festival 2
almost
a couple of years ago, and they just squashed it, and they refunded the money for all the tickets. So this, it happened before. So he's trying it again. But why would anybody in their right mind spend one nickel on a ticket that he's selling when he was in jail for 6 years for fraud?
Yeah. I don't know.
You got to be the dumbest person on the planet.
Yeah, you have to be a complete clown to buy tickets to Firefest 2.
That makes no sense to me.
What's it? Is it Fire Festival 2. Right.
I mean, it's not going to work. This dude's going to end up back in jail.
I mean, we should scrounge up the money for a basement level ticket and send Mike Marr. Just to say, like, we should crowdsource or do whatever. GoFundMe. I know that GoFundMe is usually like if somebody has like the debilitating disease, but we should do it for you to send you to Firefest 2.
Yeah, I'd go boots on the ground, come back with the scoop.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Yeah. Maybe you can holler some chicks that might be there.
A couple missiles.
I think you guys are sleeping on people's desire and need to be where the action is of what people are talking about.
I do sleep on that.
I just think they're stupid.
But it's got to be like a real thing, though. It's not even a real thing.
If they put something together, right, and they just do a concert, like say it's similar to Ocean's Calling or something like that, right? And it's called Fire Festival, and it's in the Bahamas. Everyone's going to want to go just to say they're at Fire Festival.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
They're just dumb.
Right. He's got no artists. He's got nothing.
He'll get it. I think he'll work it out.
Why would anybody want to work with him?
If it's a real concert, not if it's a scam. He's got to do a real concert this time.
I don't think he's trying to scam. I don't think he's that dumb.
Right.
I just think he can't execute it.
Can't deliver.
He can't deliver.
He's got a great brand.
I mean, people have heard of it.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't call that a great brand. Like, I can't call Firefest
a brand. Okay, sorry. He's got a brand.
Yeah, like,
Apple's a great brand.
I can't
Nike's a great brand.
Okay, but it's a known brand.
It's an infamous brand.
Yeah, but so people, it's like MS-13.
But people signed up for the first Fire Festival without any kind of plan in place.
No, but they had heard the artists and they heard the ideas. The ideas were that you were going to basically be treated like a rock star for a weekend.
They saw the influencers pimping the product.
Right.
So they believed in it.
And you were sleeping on mattresses.
Like social media ads of how great it was going to be. And it was a big fakey.
Man, some of those videos of the people pulling up in like school buses to that little strip of land where all the FEMA tents are. And they're horrified, as they should be.
Oh,
they were duped. They were trapped. They couldn't get out.
It says, McFarland told the artist to embrace the storm. Since 2016, Fire Festival has been the most talked about music festival in the world. And here's your chance to be a part of it. He's kind of right.
Most talked about.
Did anybody even perform besides like Ja Rule?
I don't think there were any performances.
He never got that far.
The plug
was pulled before it could even get started.
Yeah. So how could it be? I mean, how could you even? I don't even know. How could you even say it was a music festival?
It was the most talked about because everybody was joning on it. I mean, there wasn't one positive thing ever said about Firefest. But I guess it is a brand.
Right.
He made an impact.
What do they say about the producers? Make it so bad it's good? It turns into a moneymaker, the Broadway play. This is what he's done.
Yeah, I know nothing about that.
He's taken a joke and he's made it into something big.
Well, I'm going to
reserve. He went to jail for 6 years.
I'm going to hold out judgment until I see the second one go off without a hitch down in Mexico, wherever it's being slated to be held.
Hey, should we do like a breaking news sounder for sports? Sports, you want me to do it? You do the sounder, I'll do the breaking news.
Ooh.
It depends
if you're doing a bit or not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not doing a bit.
What sport is it related to?
Football.
Mm.
Commander related?
Yes.
Ooh.
Well, we have an update anchor.
You want to kick it to Savannah?
You want to do it to Savannah? Why don't you let me do it?
Does she know what it is?
Play the thing. I don't know. They don't know what I'm talking about. But, I mean, it was just posted 5 minutes ago. Can I put it out there? By a guy from CBS Sports.
Ooh.
It's getting vetted. I think there's vetting happening.
Well, I mean, I don't know. The guy works for CBS Sports.
Okay.
It seems like NFL on CBS.
All right.
Oh, yeah, this is breaking news.
The Washington Commanders have granted two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen permission to seek a trade. Sorry to steal your thunder there, EB, but this is some huge breaking news from the Commanders. Allen was the team's first-round pick back in 2017. He is currently in the final year of his contract with Washington. His $15.5 million base salary for 2025 is not guaranteed. Now, last year, you remember, he tore his pectoral muscle, missed half the season, and now the Commanders are granting him permission to seek a trade. From the Crop Medcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
Thank you, Savannah, for that update. I mean, it's news, but it's not surprising news to anybody, I don't think, in this room. Or
third highest cap number on the team.
No, it's just when it comes official like that, like they're letting you know in advance. They're not just like they're telling you, right. Everyone, we're allowing him to go seek a trade. Well, like the breakup is inevitable.
It's telling me that they were going to cut him if they can get something for him.
Absolutely.
They were going to break up the duo.
That's smart on
that
their part.
Was the assumption.
Yeah.
But it just makes it official.
Correct. What it means financially is a trade or an outright release would free up nearly $17 million in cap space. Man. So they have a lot of cap space.
Right.
But just by moving Jonathan Allen, it's $17 million more Adam Peters to play with.
A team that's close, they would love to acquire Jonathan Allen. He's a Pro Bowl level player at the peak of his career. He's a leader. He's a great dude. Like, if you're a good defensive tackle away from missing that final piece on defense, you could do a lot worse than Jonathan Allen.
No, for sure.
So I think there will be a market for him.
Kind of sucks for him.
I think so, too.
But he may not be able to find it in a trade, though.
He toiled with his team throughout the lean years.
Yeah.
Then they get Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, but he was here for this year.
I know. But
he missed a big chunk.
You got to believe that they're on the upswing.
We didn't think he was going to
get back. Future is bright.
Yeah.
And so he toils with the team during the lean years, and they don't want him
anymore. That part does suck, but, I mean, we've interviewed him many times. He knows this is a business. This is another part of the business. You don't always stay with the team that drafts you.
It almost seemed like he was mentally checked out like 2 years ago there for a moment, right? Remember?
Yeah, he was so pissed.
He was so pissed?
Yeah.
Understandably. Anyway. All right. Savannah stole my thunder.
Smart business by the Washington Commanders. It's an asset that you no longer are going to keep, but you're not just going to let him walk away for free if you can get some sort of trade package put together.
I'm sure it's personal bias, but I'd rather them get rid of Jerron Payne.
Yeah, just because we like John.
Right.
And we know John.
And also, Jerron Payne's making more money.
A lot more money.
And there's more money tacked onto his deal, which there isn't with Jonathan Allen.
And I thought John made some plays in the last couple of games.
No, he did.
Yeah.
And then PFF rated him high in one of those games.
No, he definitely did. I don't know. Should we bang out some calls on a reaction?
Yeah, we'll get people's reaction to the breaking news that the Commanders have granted Jonathan Allen permission to seek a trade away from the Washington Commanders. 800-636.
When that happens, it's guaranteed they're parting ways.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's over.
Yeah, he won't be on the roster come week one of the 2025 season. 800-636-1067. If you want to weigh in on that breaking news about Jonathan Allen on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, we'll take your calls next. We'll give you a chance to win Dierks Bentley tickets in just about 20 minutes. In case you missed the breaking news from about 10 or 15 minutes ago, Jonathan Allen given permission to seek a trade by the Washington Commanders. What is your reaction to that? Give us some of your thoughts on his career here as a Redskin/Commander. I mean, pretty durable guy outside of his rookie and last seasons where he played five and eight games, respectively. In between, he played 16, 15, 16, 17, 16, and 16 games in a position where, I mean, you get beat up a lot. You take on double teams all the time.
Played 109 games.
Dude is a warrior. Mm-hmm. And... you know, he was on this show many times over the years. Best of luck to him in his next stop, but it's looking like he's played his last game in a Commander's uniform.
But I think when you look back on it, I think you got to pair him with Jerron Payne, right?
Mm-hmm.
They tried to build a winner by drafting back-to-back first-round picks of defensive tackles. And
which some people
is kind of a failed experiment.
It's kind of insanity to do that.
Yeah.
I think when you look back on it, both of them may be fine individual players. And, you know, John made the Pro Bowl twice and were impact players. But that's not how you build a winner in the league anymore.
No. It's kind of an outdated concept.
You want a good D-line.
Yeah.
We raved about what the Eagles were able to do in the Super Bowl. They dominated on the offensive line and defensive line. But that's not where you start.
It kind of speaks to sort of the lack of talent they had around them.
Yeah.
That they were their biggest name guy.
Because you're right. Because the Eagles already had the offensive talent, and then they drafted those defensive tackles in the first round. They did back-to-back years.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted Carter, and they drafted Davis. But you're correct. It doesn't start with the defensive line. It starts with the quarterback.
Got to have the quarterback. Yep. And look, it wasn't just Allen and Payne. They drafted Chase Young. They drafted Jamin Davis. They spent a lot of first-round draft choices.
Too.
Yeah, Montez Sweat. They spent a lot of first-round picks on defense.
That was supposed to be sort of the anchor, the foundation of this football team. Old
you have to have defense. We get that. We're not saying don't get defense.
No, but everybody knows, and I've been saying this for years, offense is more important.
Yeah.
Finding a quarterback, the right quarterback, and surrounding him with weapons is more important than drafting two big guys to stuff on your defensive line.
And you could argue, and I would argue, the Eagles would not have won the Super Bowl this year unless they did make that move for Saquon Barkley.
Right. Offensive piece. Pushed them over the top.
Yeah. So even though they had the stud quarterback and the stud receivers and the stud defensive tackles, I don't think they win the Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley. So it just takes all of the right pieces. You know, it's hard to win a freaking Super Bowl. You got to have really good players pretty much everywhere.
Now,
but it was just too much defense. 2017, Jonathan Allen, first round pick.
Yeah.
2018, Daron Payne, first round pick. Okay. Then they had two in 2019. One of them was Dwayne Haskins with Montez Sweat. Then Chase Young. Then Jamin Davis. So five straight years from 2017 all the way through Chase Young in 2020. Defense, first-round picks. So four straight guys. Oh, no, and then Jamin Davis in 2021.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, five straight years.
Yeah.
Ian Rappaport also kind of, as the story was breaking at the same time, said that they're working together on it. And that his quote is, Washington plans to do right by the player, and Allen's camp is involved in helping him land at the right spot.
Which makes sense because he's been nothing but a class guy the entire time he's been here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, he's
great,
been
a great face for the organization.
For sure.
Veteran leader.
Stand-up guy.
Never an issue of anything off the field with Jonathan Allen. Just like the type of guy. You want a bunch of those guys in your locker room.
Why didn't we use him for the tush push? The guy squats 600 pounds. Put him behind center. Why not?
I don't know.
You're going to stop him?
Send that memo to Cliff Kingsbury.
It's too late. We botched it.
Now you used Daron Payne and Johnny Newton.
The probability of our pool party at Jonathan Allen's has gone down even
greatly
more.
Greatly diminished.
Yeah. Not that it was ever high.
Do you understand?
No,
we never ever capitalize on those things. Yeah. Zim invited us to his house. John Allen invited us to his house. The only one we went to was Cooley's, and then his career fell apart.
Cakes has been to Loxley's.
I have been to Loxley's house on a few
occasions. But still hasn't been in the pool.
I have not. Well, to be fair, nobody gets in the pool.
Right.
The pool just sits there.
That's the way to go. That's the way to be memorable.
That is true. Do a cannonball into the pool, into Lox's pool.
All right,
let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones if you want to chime in on it. Are you okay with them splitting up the duo of Daron Payne and John Allen?
It is kind
of sad to see a hometown
it
guy.
It is, but I'll be shocked if there's one person that's clamoring for them to stay together.
Yeah, I think that we need a change.
Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely
it's time for
an issue.
Parting of the ways.
Yeah.
Well, look, they drafted Johnny Newton. They want a spot for Johnny Newton, too. So,
well, those guys were rotating and playing a lot.
Yeah, I know, but Johnny Newton's going to be the guy.
He's going to get a crack at it.
He's going to get a big bump in playing time in 2025.
Correct.
All right, 800-636-1067. How do you feel about it? What's kind of the legacy? Just to put it in context, 401 tackles during his career here. 42 sacks. Now, you know, your D-tackle guy's not going to have, 10 sacks a year. But he did have a couple years where he had 8, 9 sacks.
Yeah.
7.5.
You know,
he's
very,
a two-time Pro Bowler.
Very, very impactful player here. Let's go to Anthony, Ellicott City. Anthony, what's up? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. It's an honor, to talk to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Hey, yeah, I love Jonathan Allen, but I think it's the right move. I mean, they weren't going to re-sign him beyond, you know, he would only been with us one more season. So if we can get something for him at this point, you know, I don't think it's a slap in the face to him. And if he's able to, along with his agents, you know, find the right spot, I think it works out for everybody. I do have one question. You guys were talking about the $17 million for him next year. Will that be added to the number that's already floating out there of available cap space?
I would assume. I don't know exactly how that works, but
I'm not a capologist, but I would think if it saves you $15 million,
it gets added to it. Yeah.
So that would put them up around $99 million-ish in cap space.
All right. Yep. Then I'll double down on it. Yeah. That'll be a great move.
Look, thank you for the call.
Thanks,
buddy. I love Jonathan Allen, but when that pairing allows 137.5 yards per game, third worst in the league, and I understand he missed half of the season, you just can't run that back in 2025, especially when the guy has no guaranteed money left on his deal.
No, I totally agree. And that's why I think all of this, listen, I want to have superstars at every position too, but the defense has to be the first part we address. And I think this is an indicator that's going to be addressed.
Yeah. And teams are interested. They were calling the Commanders about him.
They're going to probably want to, I would assume, they're going to want to restructure a deal and maybe have something in place before they trade him. And it'd be a location where he and his wife want to be.
Possibility, yeah.
They have a new child, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Romeo in Manassas. Romeo, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Romeo.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, so like I was saying, man, I feel like they should break that duo up. Because like I said, I'm not saying nothing bad about Jonathan Allen. He's a great guy, stand-up guy.
Yeah.
And been nothing but a class act.
Right.
But I feel last year the team did a lot better with him off the field than on the field. And, man, of course, he had a couple good plays in the playoffs, you know, when he did come back. Mm-hmm. But on the same end, I think give them younger guys a chance to get at it. And Adam Peters got a great mind on his head, so he's definitely going to do the right thing. That hopefully we can get Khalil Mack and another player to match. Hopefully we get.
Is it Khalil like 33?
You
want to
get Garrett? You want to get Garrett and Mack, don't you?
I love to get both of them, but that's a dream. That's a pipe dream.
Yeah.
But we're definitely going to get two edge rushers. I would say more of a Khalil Mack, and I would go after like Sweat or somebody from.
I'm with you. I want to take away from the Eagles.
Mack's still
like,
getting it done though. I just looked at his PFF grade. So we had mentioned Jonathan Allen's PFF grades last week, and they were really
on one the game.
They were really low.
Yeah,
in one of the games, but overall they were really low. Khalil Mack was in terms of overall for defensive ends this year fifth out of 211.
Fifth, yeah.
So I'm going to sign him to a 1 year. If you want to sign him to a 1 year, fine. I'm fine with that.
Yes, sir.
And let's see. Romeo, are you with me where I'm kind of keep needling Cakes, who all he wants to do is draft 100 offensive players?
I never said that. You're putting words in my mouth.
No, he just wants 100 offensive players, and he doesn't want to do anything to the defense.
Nah, you got to do defense. As you can see, Philly beat the dog due to us over the defense.
Right.
So,
okay, that's fine.
I mean,
JP just mentioned the multiple years of drafting defensive players high. Where did it get this team? Got him a bunch of.
I'm not saying every year. I'm not saying by the next 5 years.
He's getting the face.
But you got to think, that's the old regime. That's the old regime. We on a whole new era.
Right.
So, of course, the Ron Rivera crew, they was hit and miss. It was a 50-50
mostly
shot.
Mostly miss.
No, they were way worse than that.
Mostly misses.
They were way worse than that. In fact, I can't think of any hits.
I would agree with both of you guys.
And then on the same end, you got to feel that, hey, it was the coaches in general. Dan Quinn and And the other guy, they can do a lot more.
Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury.
Thank you, Romeo. We appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right, so the last 3 years, if you want to take the Eagles, they've been drafting in the first round just defense. Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell. Two drafts before that, wide receiver. One of them hit, Devontae Smith. Jalen Reagor, that's a whiff.
Right.
Okay, but they traded for A.J. Brown.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, the reason they won Super Bowl is because Saquon Barkley put up 2,000 yards.
Nobody's going to disagree with you there.
Not because of the those other guys helped.
Yeah, it's not because of Jalen Carter.
But the main reason.
You know why we didn't win a Super Bowl or even really have a realistic shot? Because we couldn't stop people when we had to.
Couldn't stop them, yeah.
They also drafted Jalen Hurts high in the second round.
I would agree.
When they already had a quarterback in Carson Wentz, who they drafted in the first round.
I would agree with both of you.
They knew Carson Wentz was a fraud, and so that's why they drafted Jalen
Hurts.
Let me
know when I can talk.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I would agree with both of you. I think you're right. I think they certainly have to address the defense, but Cakes is right, too. They have to address the offense. They've got to be balanced.
I don't know. I don't know how you balance. You got one first-round pick.
Well, there's free agency. There's free agency.
Okay, right. In a mediocre free agency class.
I mean, if you have 34 free agents, you got a bunch of money to spend.
If you had to emphasize one over the other, I'm emphasizing the defense over the offense, much to Cake's chagrin.
I will always emphasize offense over defense.
Okay, our defense was butt. That needs to be addressed more than the offense. But even with those scrubbinis, scored 29 a game.
I want to score 32 a game.
You can do that.
I want to score 35.
It'll be interesting if they stay where they are in the draft at number 29, what position they go. Do they go offensive tackle or do they go
defense? I'm not saying
defense?
They have
do they
to
go
do
edge rusher?
If you have that Ohio State receiver there, I might say go get him.
I think I invest in offense in the draft more so and kind of follow what the Bengals seem to do with Burrow. I know they missed the playoffs this year, but they got Burrow, then they drafted Chase, and then they got offensive linemen so that you have this group of kind of young,
proven commodities,
young draft choices that you believe in that can grow together. You obviously need to get to improve the defense. The defense sucked.
We're not going to win.
It was a little bit better than the year before.
We got no shot at getting to 10 wins. Like, you guys want to get to 10 wins again? We got no shot at getting there if we don't dramatically improve
the defense.
Sure they
do, because they have Jaden Daniels.
Can't do it by himself.
I agree with that.
Add a few more pieces around him, he's even better.
And by the way, what if Lattimore does...
He sucks.
Rebound.
It's over, Johnny.
I don't know that it's over.
There's
what if
nothing...
he becomes the lockdown corner that he was? Look, he was sold as this lockdown corner.
He's not capable. I watched. They run by him. Okay? He has to grab him to keep up.
He's physical.
No. He's a higher paid St. Juiced. More physical, higher paid St. Juiced.
That's not a great comp. I don't think you ever want to be comp St. Juiced.
He's a bulkier, meaner St. Juiced.
But again, they're going to go. I mean, what they do in free agency will kind of tell you what they're going to do in the draft, I would think. You know, if they're emphasizing defense in free agency, then maybe they're going offense in the draft. Yeah,
that's great. Like I say, I would go for, what did we have, three Eagles that were like the top three defensive free agents?
The top three guys, according to, you know, some of these reports.
What was it, Bond,
Sweat. Bond,
those are my two targets.
And then Williams, who Cakes likes.
Yeah. Young defensive lineman, which could come into play with Jonathan Allen on the move.
Take all three of them. Take all three of them, then I'll be thrilled.
Pluck.
And then you can do whatever you want in the draft. You can draft Shanty, the receivers, and all 100 running backs.
Yeah, the problem is you can bolster that defense, and then you're still going to face Saquon Barkley and that offensive line, and nobody stopped them.
Let's go to James real quick. He wants to keep Jonathan Allen.
James, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Jets?
What's up,
hey, buddy?
Hey, man. First of all, love John Allen. I think he was a stand-up dude. And I think, you know, for years that he's been here, he's put in 100% effort. And he was the one that was most frustrated calling for change and support. So he's a vocal leader. I think Deron Payne is the one that needs to move on. And I think they should make some type of trade because the guy, he stepped up. Got paid, and then I feel like he was another flop on the field ever since then. So my vote is to keep John Allen, move on from Payne, and get you a Myles Garrett or a Khalil Mack. But I'm going to say this, man. You guys got to focus on the offense, man. Get T. Higgins. Get another weapon on offense. Stop relying on these third and fourth guy wide receivers that, when the big time plays are needed, they're not there, man. Jaden needs heat around him. He needs to be developed with some great wide receivers and tight ends. Where was Sennett all year, man? That guy should have been Brock Bowers, and they never used him.
Well, we don't know. One of them was drafted very high, by the way. Sennett wasn't drafted nearly as high as Brock Bowers.
No.
But he to was his pain rounder, point, though,
like, that's a pretty high pick.
Pain in 2022, 11 and a half sacks. Since then, in two seasons,
yeah.
8 sacks.
Not great. Production's falling off. I mean, you can't get rid of both guys in the offseason. They're choosing to let Jonathan Allen walk.
In 2022, Jerome Payne had 18 tackles for loss. He's played every game since. Two seasons, every game, and he's totaled 18 tackles for loss. So half the production of what he gave you in 2022.
What was the PFF grade on Allen for the year? Or no, I'm sorry, Payne for the year.
They were similar. They were both.
They're like in the 80s or something. Yeah. Right?
Well, I think below that.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley at Jiffy Lube Live. So keep listening for your chance to win. Looking to upgrade your office game? Of course you are. Swing by PVI Office Furniture, where we've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues, my friends. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has got the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories as well. Mention the fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you that hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI. We're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You're going to score two tickets to Dierks Bentley Broken Branches Tour Friday, July 11th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. But 10th caller, you get them for free instead of paying for them, which is always an added benefit. It's always better.
I did go to Firehouse yesterday.
Oh, did you?
You were talking about it.
Yeah.
Where'd you end up going? You were like planning out.
You know what I did?
You were trying to figure out your lunch in Oldie because you were playing golf.
Filet of fish.
Nothing wrong with that.
I went to McDonald's.
Problem is there's
McDonald's. Just because, you know what? I'm so lazy, I didn't feel like getting out of my car.
Not surprised.
It was a drive-thru. Right. I said, I just need a drive-thru.
Yeah.
You at least get fries with it, right?
Oh, I got the fries. Yeah. And I always eat the fries first because I have to have the fries hot.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had to have hot fries, and then I ate. By the way, the filet of... I won't say anything.
The filet of fish was fantastic.
It was delicious.
Are they a...
Of course it was delicious. I'm just shocked at how small things are.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So did you get two?
No, I got one.
Bonus sandwich.
And I got fries.
This is what I don't understand. So the food is smaller, I'm guessing, because of inflation reasons.
For everything.
Right.
Literally everything
buy. Why not just
I don't think the quarter pounder with cheese is smaller.
I don't know.
Maybe the filet of fish. It's still a quarter pounder.
It should be.
Why not just keep the prices or keep the size of the sandwich the same? And just add 8 cents to the sandwich.
They did. It was
right, but they shrank it.
It's a double whammy.
But I'm saying keep the same.
All companies are doing the same thing. The Doritos have 4 chips in it.
Well,
I mean, everything.
I had a bag drab. I consider you a Doritos expert. I had the collisions. I think it's called a collisions bag. Nacho and loaded taco flavor together in the same bag.
Isn't that kind of the same?
No, it's completely different.
Nacho's different than loaded taco?
Yes. They're okay. Different flavors. They hit different flavor palettes on your tongue.
So you can get a bag, which is just the loaded taco.
Hold on. You can get a bag, I think, with taco. I think loaded taco is a special flavor
right.
They put in with, like,
I'm just wondering if we did a blind taste test of, well, yeah, nacho cheese is pretty, yeah.
You think I can't differentiate
that's pretty distinctive.
A nacho cheese Dorito from a Cool Ranch, from a loaded
of course
taco,
from a Cool Ranch.
From a spicy chili? I mean, they have 100 flavors.
Yeah.
I think I could pick most of them.
I got Cool Ranch yesterday.
Now you're saying tacos. There's a Taco Bell I could hit. It's a little out of the way, but it's kind of nearby. Could hit a Taco Bell.
You sure could.
Three crunchy
tacos. You could make a run for the border.
Then a run.
Then you'd be making a run for the bathroom at the course.
Right.
They added, I don't know when they did this. It might be years ago, but they added Taco Bell kind of a cantina section.
Okay.
What does that
mean?
And
it's just kind of they prepare the tacos a little differently. Mm-hmm. They're really good.
Mm.
What does that mean? Different.
I'm just telling you, if you go there, try the cantina. They have like a box you can get. I don't know, where you get a couple cantina tacos.
All right.
They're just, I normally just get a little differently.
I just get the old school crunchy taco supremes. Isn't that what it's called? Taco Supreme?
Yeah, they've got a million things on that menu.
Crunchy taco supremes. I'm fine with that.
Tonight is Frozen Pizza Tuesday.
That's why you don't laugh anymore.
I thought it was Taco Tuesday. What happened to Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, we're doing Frozen Pizza Tuesday.
Okay.
Took the joy out of Taco Tuesday.
What are you, a Red Baron guy? Yeah, what brand? California pizza guy?
It's called Bella Tora.
Okay.
It was buy one, get one free at Harris Teeter.
BOGO. Love BOGO deals.
I think it's Bella Tora.
You know who loves BOGO deals more than you and me? Mike Marr. That guy loves him some Harris Teeter.
Is that what it's called? Bella Tora?
That's exactly what it's called, Jason. Yeah, I had one this past weekend.
They're good.
Oh, really? Are you a big advocate for them?
Oh, yeah. I like Red Baron's kind of ass. I like DiGiorno Rising Crust or the Screaming Sicilian. Those are the two best frozen pizzas in the game.
I've had Screaming Sicilian. I like to get Sicilian.
Thin crust.
Do
you
good.
Get thick crust or thin? I like thin.
I like the thin, too.
He's getting the average.
Yeah, I mix it up. It just depends on what I'm feeling in the moment.
Right. Hey, you know that clip you play from True Detective from time to time? Can you play it about
the flowers?
Of course I can play it.
This basically describes Jason's plight.
I got to find it first.
What?
Well, Jason revealed earlier in the show, if you're just tuning in, he doesn't laugh anymore.
I didn't realize it was going to be such a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's definitely a big deal.
It's a massive deal.
It's way bigger than John Allen being traded.
It's the biggest deal. It's the biggest revelation on this show of 2025.
Here's the clip. Made flowers on me for maybe 3 weeks.
Right.
Meant to me sad is all.
Sad.
That might be what it's all about.
This is my favorite from that show.
Hey, don't you get Miss Billy in here, them dirty feet.
They're talking about Victor with the dirty feet.
My feet get stinky.
That's the original True Detective.
That's the OG True Detective.
It's the best.
Yes, correct.
Although I thought the one with Mahershala Ali was a good season.
It was good.
Are they bringing that back or no? Are they bringing True Detective back? Is that done?
I haven't heard. I thought the last one sucked.
Who was the last one?
The one in Alaska with...
I didn't think that sucked. I thought it was actually pretty good.
It wasn't better.
Night
Country. I didn't think it was
pretty
better.
Good.
It wasn't better than the first three, in my opinion.
It was definitely better than the second one with Vince Vaughn. That one stunk on ice.
Yeah, I gave up on that one. That's when I gave up on the series.
Yeah. Colin Farrell. No, it was Colin Farrell, right?
Vince Vaughn?
You're right.
There is going to be a season 5.
Oh, there is.
It says they're gearing up for production.
Is it still that...
Is Taylor Sheridan still doing it?
What about that that writer that everybody accused of like stealing?
Palazzo or
something? Yeah, Palazzo or whatever.
I thought Taylor Sheridan did.
Yeah, you know what, Cakes?
He didn't do True Detective.
I thought Night Country was good with Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
It was good.
I enjoyed it.
Nah.
I liked it.
I stopped watching it. Thought it sucked.
Well, you think everything sucks right now.
He likes Josh Brolin. And all Josh Brolin movies.
Well, if you don't like No Country for Old Men, you're not from this planet.
Do you watch White Lotus?
I'll be honest. I've only seen it once. That's not a movie I think that I seek out to see more than once.
Ugh.
Maybe I just have bad taste in movies.
I don't really know you. Sicario's not good.
I never said Sicario wasn't good. I never saw the sequels.
Mike Moore, yes. Mike Moore, have you seen Sicario?
No, not yet.
Oh.
He's probably never even heard of it.
I've never heard that word in my life.
Yeah. Are you kidding? That's not a big movie guy. That is a great movie.
Hold up. Can he fill in?
I think it's relevant right now.
Fill in the blank on this actor. Benicio blank.
Mike Moore?
No idea, man. Mm-hmm.
Benicio del Toro. You never heard of him?
You never heard of Benicio del Toro?
No, he's never heard of him.
Clearly hasn't seen the usual suspects.
If you called him Benicio.
Yeah. Isn't it Benicio?
Yeah, Benicio.
Yeah, the Hispanic doesn't know how to pronounce his name.
I'm trying to find season 5 updates.
No, Moore, you got to watch Sicario, bro. That's excellent.
You already picked your movie, though, for Friday, right?
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch it tonight.
Hint?
Genre? Yeah, you'll find out Friday.
All right.
Well, we got to punt that a little bit.
Do you know what he's doing?
Yeah, but the audience likes to tease. Everybody.
All right.
Everybody likes
anticipation. I'm just saying, but you already know, though.
I think so, yeah.
Mm. All right. Big deal, man.
What year did this movie come out?
1990s.
You broke it down.
I mean, that's a decade. That's not a year.
You should set up your own Instagram page and compete with Kevin's. You could put like your reviews.
Yeah, I put you in the thumbnail. You rival Denzel Washington.
Yeah, that should be the move.
Oh, no, you be
all
the
right,
thumbnail.
We got to get out of here. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.